All right? So let's use the word us. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
It is resting upon us. As a body of Christ.
As a body of Christ.
It is resting upon me.
As a child of God.
Say, the Spirit of wisdom.
The Spirit of wisdom.
The Spirit of understanding.
The Spirit of understanding.
The Spirit of counsel.
The Spirit of strength.
The Spirit of knowledge.
The Spirit of knowledge.
Now listen to this. And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord.
And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord.
That's very important. We've been talking about the fear of God here over the last few weeks. It's important that people learn to fear God. You understand? Say, we delight in the fear of the Lord.
We delight in the fear of the Lord.
Say, I delight in the fear of the Lord.
I delight in the fear of the Lord.
Please let me just say that, explain that again. One of the mistakes Christians make these days is to think that you do what is right because of what you are going to get. That is one of the things I fight against all the time in my teachings. I do not like Christians thinking like that because it is wrong. Christians don't do what is right because of what they are going to get. They do what is right because what is right is right. Because they are right people. Right people are right because they like to do what is right. They don't do what is right because of what they are going to get. If they do that, they are wrong people. When we use the word righteousness, righteousness means you are right. Are you getting my point? That's what it means. Righteousness means that you are right. And the foundation of being right is that faith in God. Are you getting my point? Faith in Christ Jesus. So when we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, what it means is that we are right. And therefore, we like to do what is right because right things are right. We don't do what is right because of what we're going to get. I keep on saying this one. Christians, we don't give because of what we're going to get. All these stories of I gave this one, I got this one. Please forget those stories. You should have outgrown those things by now. The reason why you get this one is because Jesus gave that one. Are you getting my point? The reason why you get anything is because Jesus gave something. He gave his life. He introduced you to the Father and he said the Father himself loves you. That's the truth. So it's anytime you want to ask the Lord for something, ask in my name. I don't like to hear stories of I did this one. The only thing God does for you for what you did is to give you the ability to do more. That is the reward of Christianity. I feed 10 people. God said, this boy is a faithful feeder. Are you getting my point? And therefore, give him the ability to feed 20. He feeds 20, said, make him feed 100. Next time you find 1,000 refugees, they don't have where to go. Say, send them to his house. He will feed them. And as he's sending them, he sends the resources with which I will feed them. That is the reward of Christianity. Anything that we do them because they are right. Are you getting my point? That is a matter of fact. The things we get them because Jesus paid for them. And that is why we ask the Father for those things in his name. Do you get the point I'm making? However, we love to do righteousness. Except for you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness or iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. It is because of what you love to do. Are you getting my point? So let's declare it again. We're in verse what now? Verse 3. Say, I delight in the fear of the Lord.
I delight in the fear of the Lord.
We delight in the fear of the Lord.
It is our delight to fear the Lord.
It is my delight to walk in his will. Therefore, I walk in the will of God. Say, I do not judge by what I see.
We do not judge by what we see.
I do not judge by what I hear.
We do not judge by what we hear.
But we judge with righteousness. Say, I judge with righteousness.
I judge with fairness,
the poor and the afflicted. I judge with fairness. Now, let's jump to verse 5, all right? Say, righteousness is a belt around my loins. And faithfulness is a belt around my waist. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say,
in the body of Christ,
righteousness is our belt.
Faithfulness is our belt.
In the name of Jesus.
Now
this is the word of God. If these things are in place, then the wolf will lie down with the lamb. That's what it was saying. Then good will come upon the land. Are you getting my point? That the political parties, they will lie down together and there will be no problem. The contractor and the man paying him, they will lie down together, there will be no problem. NNPC will lie down with the fuel importers and there will be no fight over subsidy.
Amen.
NUPENG will lie down with Pengasan and both of them will lie down with Ministry of Petroleum. This is how order comes to society. That's why the church must get it right. And that's what we'll keep emphasizing. Say to the Lord, we have gotten it right.
We have gotten it right.
By faith.
By faith.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Righteousness is our belt.
Faithfulness is a belt for us.
The fear of God is our delight.
The fear of God is our delight.
Let's say some practical things. We are not lovers of money.
We are not lovers of money.
We are not angry people.
We are not angry people.
We don't bear grudges.
We don't bear grudges.
We forgive.
And we forget.
And we forget.
We preach the love of Christ.
To everyone to hear.
To everyone to
we
hear.
Preach the grace of Christ.
We preach the grace of Christ.
And we walk by that grace.
And we walk by that grace.
Let's say it again. Righteousness is a belt for us. Faithfulness is about our waist. That is, faithfulness is around our waist. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's begin to declare concerning the nation, therefore. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Peace in this country.
In the name of Jesus.
Prosperity in this land. In the name of Jesus.
Violence has ended.
In the name of Jesus.
Armed robberies have ended.
Pipeline vandalism has ended.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say it, our roads are good.
There is power supply.
It is constant.
It is in abundance.
We are even exporting it.
No,
the Bible says we are like God, who called those things that be not as though they are. As we are declaring them, they are coming into being.
Amen.
He said, once the mouth of the Lord commands, His spirit goes out to gather. Some people say, why are you talking like this has happened? Yes, it has happened. Are you getting my point? Because we are looking at the spiritual realm. Once we see it in the realm of the spirit and we declare it, it starts working itself out in the physical realm. Let's declare it again. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is abundant power supply.
There is abundant power supply.
This country, Nigeria,
is a good place to do business.
It's an easy place to do business.
Say,
in this country,
people can survive
without giving a bribe.
That
thing is very important, too, and I want you to know it to be a matter of fact. You can make up your mind, I'm not bribing anybody, I'm going into business, I'm not kickbacking, kick forwarding, kicking anything. The only thing I'm going to kick is good service. If you give me money, I kick back to you good service. I give you a good job. I do things well. That's the only thing I'm kicking in your direction. I'm not showing any appreciation. What kind of appreciation? The only appreciation is to do good work. Where will I get appreciation from? Am I overpricing you by billing you? All this appreciation is greed. Greed. If they come to appreciate you, refuse. Christian, refuse. If they come to appreciate you, refuse. As a Christian, I'm serious about that. Christians should understand. These are the tricks we use to collect. We'll be using styles. There's no appreciation in it. Are you a preacher? What did you preach? Hey, if you are the one signing the checks and giving out the money, don't collect appreciation. I'm begging you. One guy came to my office the other day. Then I was head of the department. I fought to make sure he got his work. By the time he finished, he came to see me. Good afternoon, sir. They have paid. He said, he slipped me a white envelope. I pushed it back to him. Take your money and go. My man, how much did you make? My man, do you know all the money you made is up to my month's salary? Come on, get away. I didn't say it like that, though. But when it was just done, maybe because the way I went about trying to make sure, because the man was working, the laborer is worthy of his wages. When it was done, and of course, because I was the chairman of the committee that controlled that, and now came, take your envelope. Once we had to get some, I told the story here before, we had to get some things done in the hospital quickly. The inspectors were coming. The man was going to help us do the evacuation and everything. He came. He said his money was 1.7 million. Hey, in my mind, I said, I can't go and tell my CMD to approve that amount. We argued to and fro, finally. I said, okay, take 1.4. I guarantee you, I'll talk to the CMD. He will sign it and approve it. The man refused. I said, was leaving something in me. He said, do you know his problem? I just said, sir, come. You are not going to give me a dime. He turned around, looked at me. I said, I'm not taking a cover from you. He said, what did he say that day? He said, which church is your own? I said, do you know the man agreed for the money I was offering immediately? I said, so that balance was supposed to be my own. I even told him, if you can guarantee you do this job in this number of days, I add 50,000 for you. I'll tell my CMD, you will approve an extra 50,000. He said, no problem, let's go for it. Put it down, Oga, please sign this thing. This man will do it. The man said, which church is your own? They're not used to it. He said he used to work in Nitel. That is such. Listen, Christians, you don't need that money. He said, there is no one to those who fear him. I'm going to deceive him and say, what is appreciation money? What are you? Is it that you prayed for him? You're the one signing the checks. You're the one releasing the money. You don't need the appreciation. That appreciation, I don't want it. So how do I get extra money for? Go and farm. No, I'm telling you, God will bless your crop. You'll be surprised. God will give you ideas. One day, you are the one that will walk out of that job. Say, I'm not working here again. Don't make corruption part of your life and justifying it. Are you getting the point I'm making?
Yes.
Let's declare it again. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Prosperity in our nation.
Peace in our country.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, corruption has come to an end.
Power supply is abundant.
The police works well.
The
armed forces are doing their job.
Government services are working.
Say, Nigeria is a good place to do business.
You can survive without giving bribes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
That is our nation.
Say it again. Say, that is our nation.
That God has built for us.
And we lay claim of it by force. We lay claim of it by faith.
We
say, devil,
you can't have it.
It is our own.
It is our kingdom.
We take it by force.
We take it by force.
We take our peace by force.
We take order by force.
We take security by force.
Say, when we travel on our roads,
we will be safe.
When we travel on our roads,
we will be safe from accidents.
We will be safe from robbers.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, in this country,
no weapon is found in private hands.
No private person,
especially criminals,
will bear weapons.
In the name of Jesus.
At midnight, we are safe.
At noonday, we are safe.
Listen, every place where these small arms come into the country, so as to arm, you know, troublemakers and criminals, we close that door in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Small arms are a problem. Small boys carrying, side arms on campuses. Where they are getting it from, we close those places in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we say, release your angels. Bind those avenues in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Put those people out of business in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, peace in this land.
Amen.
When you travel, you will be safe.
Amen.
When you're in your house, even if you don't have burglary proof, just sleep. In peace, you will lie down and sleep. For the Lord alone has taken it upon himself to make you dwell in safety.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't have to go and buy a gun. Even those shotguns are legal. You don't need it. Are you getting my point? I'm telling you listening to me, you don't need it. You will be safe.
Amen.
In this country, you will be safe.
Amen.
If you travel, you will be safe.
Amen.
No evil shall befall you.
Amen.
And no plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's begin to declare peace again over our political sector. Remember, we started at the beginning, we spoke concerning the National Assembly. But I want us again to declare the word of God concerning political appointments. A friend of mine said, he's in politics, one of our brothers. He said they don't appoint people for what they know. They just used to appoint people for who they know. That is, if it is my turn to bring Minister of Petroleum, I can tell a man that can't distinguish between fuel and water. And the man will sit down there knowing nothing. What's the full meaning of OPEC? It is an association of, you know, he just says anything, he doesn't know what's OPEC. It's a Minister of Petroleum. Minister of Education, maybe didn't go to school. Yes, it happens. Make him a Minister of Health. He takes his own, all his medical care. He's abroad. And he's ministering health in Nigeria. Is that good?
I want us to declare again. Say, Lord, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We agree.
We agree.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
We bind.
We bind.
So we say not anymore.
Not
anyone, now listen to this, everybody, I want to say amen. Anyone that will be appointed into any of these offices, we know what he's doing. He will be skilled in that work.
Amen.
And he will work for the progress of the nation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anyone that says, yes, it's my turn to be rich. Lord, remove him sharp, sharp in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If today they agree that this will be our next minister in this area, and by night, he dances with his wife, say, oh, baby, we have made it. Next morning, let the president change his mind in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let everyone that will go in there, will be those that will hear that I'm being appointed, they will run and say, guys, what must we do to make things work? Amen. They are the ones that will endure there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, in the federal government, these appointments into all this, the ministerial portfolio, they are the ones we are speaking specifically concerning. Lord, we declare that only those who can make things work will enter there in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those who will know how to appoint the right people, you will bring them in there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who will know how to listen to sound projects being executed, that is, being proposed, you will bring them there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who have the skill to execute good, they will come there in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No longer will a man be a minister of justice and will be a lawless man. Not anymore in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Once money was approved for a particular teaching hospital, as soon as the money was approved, the legislators in that area, they ran to the house of the CMD the next day. Said, that money is our own. I'm not kidding about that. I'm not joking. A legislator was at his door. Said, that money is our own. The other day, I heard a story. Another government parastatal, they said they needed some money to do something. So some legislators gathered to push the money to pass budgetary this, budgetary that. As soon as they approved it, they told the other people, the money is 1.5 billion. If you say 100, 500 million, be happy. 1 billion is our own. I'm not kidding. If you know what has been going on, some of the things we are praying against, when you see me, they vex sometimes. Some of you know they hear, you think corruption is what policeman collects from you on the road. We say again, Lord, not anymore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not anymore.
Amen.
Anyone who will do these things, Father God, please, we are asking you, as your children, sack them from that office.
Amen.
Put them in prison small.
Amen.
So that others will learn.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Look up, say, Lord, not anymore.
We refuse.
And just wake up in the morning, just be collecting money, and nothing will happen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that only those who have the interests of the nation at heart will be sustained in office.
Amen.
And Lord, when you find one, and you put him there, and you put her there, everyone that will rise against such people, Lord, scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because when good is happening, some people don't like the idea. The one I was telling you about, the man in charge of that process, I said no. They went back to Abuja and locked everything that was coming in his direction. He couldn't pay staff. Because two or three men want to steal. Father, scatter such associations in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In this country, they will not prosper anymore.
Amen.
Lord, let them start a house, but they will not be able to complete it.
Amen.
They will become a byword in this land.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That one which they built and finished, they will sell it for cheap.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we say not anymore. We refuse it. We bind it. Lord, what do we want? We're losing righteousness.
Amen.
We're losing justice.
Amen.
We're losing proficiency, that people will be good at their work as their ministers.
Amen.
That lawmakers will make good laws.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we say it again. They won't just know what's going on. Anyone who begins to scheme for his own personal gain, Lord, quickly end his tenure in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He won't know what happened to him. Today is a legislator. Tomorrow he has been recalled. Today is a minister. The following day has been sacked. Today is Controller General of Customs. The following day he's no more. The seat has been taken from him. One day is IG, next day he's the inspector of his household. Why? Because he will not align with righteousness in the land. Lord, that's what we say as your people in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's begin to thank the Lord because he has heard us. Let's begin to thank you. Say, Lord, thank you. It's a good country you have given us. It's a good nation you have brought, you have produced for us. We declare that justice is reigning. Righteousness is reigning. We declare that justice is reigning and righteousness is reigning. We declare that justice is reigning and righteousness is reigning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now declare concerning yourself, say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In all that I do,
in this land,
I will prosper.
I will prosper.
In fact, I have prospered. Everything I put my hands to do,
it prospers
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus.
Say, I delight in the law of the Lord,
and I prosper.
I delight in righteousness,
and I prosper.
Say, I delight in faithfulness.
I
cultivate faithfulness. Say it, I am dwelling in the land.
I am dwelling in this land.
And I am cultivating faithfulness.
And I am prospering.
In the name of Jesus. Say it,
I prosper spiritually.
My faith is built up. The word of God enters my heart. I understand the will of God for my life.
I understand that which is written.
Say it again, I have understanding in that which is written concerning my life. Say,
I have understanding.
Therefore, my faith is built up.
Therefore, I prosper spiritually.
Say it, I'm of a sound mind.
My soul is prospering.
My soul is prospering.
I am not disturbed
by the terror that moves by day.
I am not disturbed
by the news of evil that I hear.
Because it will not come near me.
Say, my soul prospers.
My mind is stable.
My emotions are stable.
I am not tossed to and fro.
My heart is at rest.
I sleep in peace.
Because the Lord makes me dwell in safety.
My soul prospers.
Listen, people, everything we have described is the prosperity of the soul. Are you getting my point? John said, I wish above all things, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Prosperity of the spirit is faith. Faith is what God sees in your heart and says, that fellow is rich. Prosperity of the soul we have just described. And last of all that is yours is prosperity outwardly.
Amen.
Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I am healed
from the top of my head
to the soles of my feet.
Every problem is solved.
Every sickness is broken.
Every affliction is gone.
Healing is my portion.
I speak to every part of my body.
From the top of my head
to the soles of my feet.
Receive the healing power of God.
Dwell in divine health.
Say, I focus on the Lord.
Now
we are talking about that serpent upon, all right, the tree. That's what Jesus is for us. Amen?
Amen.
As long as we are looking at him, from him life is flowing into us.
Amen.
Say, life is working in me.
This
resurrection power of Jesus Christ
is working in me.
Healing all diseases.
I am well
from the top of my head
to the soles of my feet.
I am not moved by my genes.
I'm not moved by the environment.
I am moved by the word of God.
I am moved by the resurrection power of Christ.
That spirit is in me
that
raised Jesus from the dead. and is giving life to my mortal bodies. Say, my eyes are healed.
My feet are healed.
My ears are healed.
My heart is strong.
My liver is new.
My kidneys are new.
In the name of Jesus.
Every cancer is dead.
Because I have life.
In my bone marrow,
there is life.
In my kidneys,
there is life.
In my womb,
there is life.
Every part of me,
life is working.
I prosper in my body.
Take a minute and give the Lord thanks for that. Just take a minute and give the Lord thanks for that. Father, will give you thanks. Loturiha. I feel like saying this quickly. Never give excuses for Satan. I keep on saying that thing. Don't look at your eyes. My eyes are getting weak. You know his age. Once you say that, the devil is happy. Let me say to you again, the only thing age is allowed to do for you is to make you wise. Are you getting my point? There is nothing else age is allowed to do for you. It's only allowed to make you wise. It's not allowed to make your bones weak. They tell you that if a woman wants to cross menopause, you start having osteoporosis. Tell them the devil has osteoporosis. One of the things I like, some of these thunder people that they pray, there's one prayer I like. Say, God punish the devil. I like that. When they talk, say, it's the devil that has osteoporosis. They said, the older you are, the more likely you are as a man to get cancer of the prostate. Say, the devil and his children, they have cancer of the prostate. Say, as for me, the only thing age does for me is make me wise. Otherwise, the youth, the vigor of my youth is being renewed.
Amen.
He said in Psalm 92, that we will be like a palm tree. We will flourish into our old age. Say to your body, say, you have the spirit of Caleb. Caleb retained strength for 45 years. You see an 85-year-old man, he looked like he was 40. Say, that is my portion.
That is my portion.
I told the story before. I saw a man that was, I forgotten the age. It was the old world's oldest marathoner. He was retiring from marathon. He was 90-something. And he started running at 70-something. I saw the man on television. Not as if somebody... Hi! This guy, most young people can't run that marathon. I'm not talking about jogging around Okpara Square. This man was doing half marathon, 21 kilometers. And he said he wants to retire. I think it was 90-something. People will not let you tell you that old age is a disease. Small swelling of the feet. You know, it's your age. Says the devil that has that problem, not me.
Amen.
Say to your body again, say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The spirit of Christ.
The spirit of Christ.
That spirit that raised him from the dead.
That is
giving life to my mortal body. Say it again.
In
me.
In me.
Life is walking.
Life is walking.
Every cell.
Every cell.
Receive the life of God. Say, cancer can't stay here.
Say,
I curse it from his root.
Be gone.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because
life is working in me.
I want you to declare again. John said that you will prosper and be in health. Say, financially I prosper.
Financially I prosper.
Say, poverty has been broken.
It has been broken.
Poverty is not my portion. Say, I am a giver.
I am a giver.
I want you to do something. No matter how poor you think you are, today give somebody something. That you say, what? I don't care. Go and look. Even if it's your typing, remove it and dash somebody else. Just to prove that you're a giver. Are you getting my point? Under this, you know, I don't have. It's the reason why you won't have. Make giving a habit. Not because you want to sow so as to get. Because you are saying, I am a giver. I am a giver. I have prospered. if a week passes, say, I never give anybody anything 1 week. And they give you food. Don't eat it. Keep it there. I said, Lord, send me a hungry man. Say, come and eat. I am a giver. Say it again. Say, poverty is over.
Poverty is over.
Say, I know the grace of the Lord Jesus.
I know the grace of the Lord Jesus.
He was rich.
He was rich.
But for my sake,
he became poor.
So that I, through his poverty,
might be made rich.
Poverty is over.
Poverty is over.
Say, God is making all grace flow towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things. And I am bound to every good work.
I
have all sufficiency in all things. And I am bound to every good work. Say it again. I have all sufficiency in all things. And I am bound to every good work. Say, poverty is not my portion. Listen, let me say to you again. In all that you do, you will prosper.
Amen.
I want to just beg you for something. Make sure you are doing something. Sometimes people are queuing up. You don't drop application for Glo, for GT Bank, Zenith, Shell, you know, Mobil. You are queuing up everywhere. Even if our federal government will advertise, you will run there again. You've been doing this for exactly 3 years and 4 months. Yet every day, there is something you can do you have refused to do. So God says, Gabriel, come, talking to the angel. How do we bless this one? Gabriel said, I don't know. He said, go and tell Banky. Then the spirit enters into me. And he says, tell him, in all that he does, in all that she does, that she must do something. And that's my message to you today. Stop waiting. Tell your neighbor, stop waiting.
Stop waiting.
Do something.
Do something.
And the fellow says, anything? They say, what do I do? Tell the person, anything that is legitimate. Once you are not stealing and not cheating anybody. Once it is something that is legitimate, like shining shoes, you know it's legitimate? Washing clothes, you know it's legitimate? Are you getting my point? Helping people take care of their children, you know it's legitimate? Teaching young children, you know it's legitimate? Going to nature, buying something, selling it in Enugu, you know it's legitimate? It's not against the law. Developing a website is legitimate, isn't it? It's not against the law. Helping somebody look for something that he needs and he pays you a commission is legitimate. Tell your neighbor, do something. Tell your neighbor,
do something.
Bless somebody.
You are a giver.
It is more blessed
to give
than to be waiting to collect. This is the word I have today for prosperity. Do something. That's it. Listen, that thing may look small today. But when the Spirit of God blows upon it, it will grow, multiply, fill the earth. And then you become one that's subduing nations. One man that I like, his own, one man in Lagos, that I said, shit business is serious business. That was man's shit business is serious business. What is shit business? The man goes around packing shit, literal shit. Come into somebody's house, open the septic tank, and suck away the thing into his machine and carry it somewhere else. Some people think it is bad business. One day, this thing soak away in my house had an issue. They told me that we have to go and queue. Thank God the plumber made a wrong estimate. That was not what really happened. Later we found out. But he told us that he will go and pay and wait for our turn. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. That the people say each time they come, one that they are funny looking tanker. I think he said, is it 15 or 16,000 naira? So, and they don't do half tanker. You know, when you want to buy water, they can sell you half tanker. This is when they are sucking the thing out, there's no half. What am I trying to explain? The man did something. You'll be surprised at the kind of demand that business. So the man does it in Lagos. And it became what? A big business. He said, so he said, shitty business is serious business. There are all kinds of business that are serious. But most of us are hanging around doing nothing. And we are wondering why we have not prospered. As if the word of God is not working. Listen, life is working in your hands.
Amen.
It's working. Whatever you put your hands to do, it will prosper.
Amen.
I said, whatever you put your hands to do, it will prosper.
Amen.
I saw a woman the other day write a simple book. I said, this is beautiful. And then began to sell the book. I said, this thing will go far. Sometimes you have an idea like that. You know, we don't have comics that children can be buying regularly. When I was young, those things were common. Some people can draw excellently. You can create your own, you know, Archie. Remember Archie? Uh-huh. You know, you can create your own. You call your own Uchena. They will learn it in America. They will give you a new name, Ucheni. You know, that kind of thing. Next thing you know is that, this is how this thing starts. One day Walt Disney will discover that these African children, they like this thing, so they need to put it on their bouquet before they can use your character. You say, how much? Tell them $5 million. I say, that's deposit too. Don't forget though. After that, 5% of whatever you get from that character is my portion. So any guy that wears the t-shirt, you are collecting 5%. You know, by that time, say, praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is good in experience. You know that kind of thing. But you know, some people, you know, let me just say something. It won't happen in one day. One of the things that mark out those who really prosper in Christianity are those who are ready to be persistent. That's why faithfulness is important. The first one here, you're the one pushing it. After a while, the thing gets a life of its own. His make is rolling on. There's no small much hassle, but it's going on. Then one day, that's when somebody gives you a call and say, we hear you are the one that owns the right to this particular character. What are you charging? Say, come to Nigeria, let's discuss. That's how these things start. God will bless the work of your hands in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Go and prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is well with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you go out and as you come in, the angels of the Lord, they will guard and protect you.
Amen.
Once again, I say, no evil will befall you.
Amen.
And no plague will come near your dwelling
Amen.
Place. Because you love this, your nation, in it you will prosper.
Amen.
Everything you plant in here will produce for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right, let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil. Because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One more time.
This is my season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus.
Bless somebody on your left and your right before you go.
This
is your season of fruitfulness in the name of... Bless another person. All right, cheer up, brethren.